What up, everybody? We have the wrong title of the show that we're doing right now. It's not We Stomped You Out. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Man, Timmy, I don't know what the hell's going on with me the last couple weeks. I shared last week's Giant the football show to the Mets fan page. This week, I got the wrong thing going down there. Maybe I just need a sip. Timmy, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, man, what's going on? Nah, I tell you, hey, it's a lot of pressure doing this stuff. A lot of pressure being the boss, you know? I understand.
How many are we up to for you?
This is 13, baby.
Oh, 13. The lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. Should be 14, but we couldn't get Justin Sweet together in time yesterday. I had a little issue. So, but yeah, okay. we're going to try to knock it out sometime this week.
But 13. Shit happens. 13. We all know. 13.
And Granny's is tonight, so it'll be 14.
Oh, okay. If I have a moment, I will stop by. I got some stuff going on after the show, but if I have a moment, I'll stop by because Spider-Man 3 is what is going to be discussed today. The legend of Spider-Man 3, the legend of the amazing dancing through the streets.
That's why I told him to keep the streak alive. I'm not going to be part of the show. I'm just going to come on and do the Peter Parker dance for like 2 minutes and then sign off. As long as I keep the streak going.
All right, so let's talk some football here. Last week was not our finest hour when it comes to the actual excitement of the games. We had some real shit fests come at us this past week. And we're going to go through that, as we always do. We'll go through week 7. Mostly we'll talk about some of the games that had some playoff implications, you know. Moving forward, I think week 8 is a good, even though this year we have some more an added game, I think the eight week mark is a good point where we can start to see where we don't really have to talk about a Jets and, you know, Jacksonville game all too deeply unless something crazy happens, like, you know, like the Jets signed Joe Flacco because their rookie quarterback got hurt. Signed him, not signed him. They actually gave up a pick, even though it was a 6th that could turn into a 5th. What are we doing?
That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Let's give up a pick to get a guy who's not going to help us win or get to the playoffs. No sense. It's almost like
the not even close.
It's almost except we re-signed him and he did have flashes of success last year. This is just Joe Flacco, who's already past his prime.
He was past his prime 10 years ago, I think. Chris Summers, what's up, man? Tom Brady just keeps winning 700 touchdowns. What, 600? Say so he get to 600, not 700 yet.
Don't give him another 100, Chris. Don't give him another 100.
Like, you're really,
might,
it's 100.
Don't get me wrong. He might get there the way he's playing now, but don't give him another 100.
I was telling somebody today, you know, the aches and pains that are us typical guys go through after a certain age. And then we just sit down and you watch NFL on Sunday, and this guy Tom Brady is 44 years old, slinging the ball, maybe playing his best that he's ever played. It's a different offense. So now you can tell, you know, in these games with Belichick and their new savior there, it's some of the same stuff that Brady was doing, but now that Brady's here, he's here. Tampa, he's airing it out a whole lot more than what he was doing before. His average yards per pass is up and all that stuff. Talking about any trades, there was one trade that has gone down that I saw earlier, and that is the Saints went out and reacquired a former running back of theirs, and that's Mark Ingram.
Really?
So they grab him to compliment Kamara, who just went off this past week.
That was Monday night. Right?
Yeah. That
was a final lag game. I'm not gonna lie, I completely passed out.
Boring to boring.
Is that what it was?
Boring to boring. What was the final score of that game?
Oh, who won that game? Let's put it that way. Who won?
Oh, the Saints won 13-10. 13-10.
So I got that one wrong, sons of bitches.
Yeah, you did. So we can start there. I was the only guy last week in double digits. Very proud of that. 10-3. 9-4 for you and Dave and Keith and Align. 8-5 for Joe, Ed, and Rodriguez. 7-6 for everybody else. But we can say that our fan from last week who did the picks against first place Dave did not beat Dave.
He did not beat him.
9-4. And clearly Dave is scared this week.
Is that why he didn't show up? Because he didn't want to face it?
It's either the AM or PM thing, or he couldn't beat Raul. And he's disappointed in himself. Let's go through some of the better games, and I'll start with the Giants. Giants win 25-3. Terzio, this is right. Terzio, what's up, man? You said that the Jets were going to lose 54 to whatever, and they lost 54-13. That is an excellent job, Terzio. Very well done.
Good for you, Terzio. Good for you to pick your own team's misery.
By 41.
that's insane, though. That's insane.
All right, but let's do get to some of these.
Chris is saying Super Bowl.
Supposed to be on.
Super Bowl will be hooked. Chris, I'm not changing my mind. I still say Buffalo-Tampa. I'm not changing my mind. I have that from the beginning. I'm saying that right now. Still, Buffalo-Tampa.
I'm not going to change mine either. I had Buffalo and the Rams going into it. Chiefs are
they're mortal.
The Chiefs are mortal. For sure. Mahomes got knocked silly. I don't care what he says. His eyes were not right when you know that zoom in, and he said, "Yeah, I was a little woozy," but his eyes were like, you know, glazed over. The Titans came in and just whooped them from start to finish. The Titans now have beaten Buffalo and the Chiefs in back-to-back weeks after losing to the Jets in the same season. Things are out of control. What's your take on this? How the hell did Titans defense get
all, I was say, first of all,
good
Dave,
all of a sudden?
Dave, oh, sorry, Dave's not here. But Dave, wherever you are, do not blame me for this loss again. Because this, you know why? Because this Titan team is for real now. They're for real. They've shown it. They've proved it. And again, we were making fun of them the first couple of weeks, but they are for real. Because they didn't just beat Buffalo, and they didn't just beat Kansas City. They kicked the living shit out of them. And they said, this dude's on a rampage, Henry. He's out of control. Tannehill's playing great. The defense came out of, like you said, Steve, came out of nowhere.
Where did it come from?
Completely dominate. So this team is for real, and I'm not taking any blame anymore for the jinx or for the that was last year when they were an average team. This is just a good team right now. And besides, who picked them in the beginning to now? Nobody. Don't go blaming me. The curse is over. I think the curse is over.
Yeah, nobody had. I mean, everybody had him in the playoffs. Nobody had him going to the AFC Championship. Everybody on our staff picked Buffalo. Dave picked the Browns. or the Chiefs.
There's something about him in that East.
I don't know, man. All right. Well,
Terzio. Don't poke, Terzio. Don't poke.
I don't want to talk about baseball right now, Terzio. I just don't want to do it.
And Raul.
Screw the Braves.
Well, Raul, you tied Raul, you tied Dave. Raul, you didn't win the Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry. You tied him. But we'll give you another shot. We will.
Yeah, well if Dave is somehow gonna get here, we'll do it again. We'll do it live. We'll do it again. We'll give you that second chance, and we'll see how that goes. Chris says, I'm not gonna repeat that, but Mahomes is overrated. He will never be Brady. He's overrated. Always has been. Always will. I'm not gonna say that Mahomes is overrated. It's really tough to say anybody will be Brady. You know, let's take it. Yeah, slow it down a little bit. He's only been in the league for, it seems as though Mahomes has been in the league for 15 years, but he's only been in the league for, what is it, four?
Wait, Steve, I know Chris, because Chris is probably the closest thing you're going to get to a Brady fanatic than Bunker.
Oh, man.
it's Bunker right here, and Chris is right about, right there touching practically. They're practically touching. But he's a good dude. But no, but yeah, I mean, it, you can't compare them right now. But I will say this, just like I said two shows ago, Chiefs are suspect now. What Tampa did to them last year in the Super Bowl, it seems to play.
Everybody's doing it.
Got that playbook now.
It's like, and, hey, everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it. You know who Bunker is, Chris. Don't fool around with me.
Bunker.
But he, yeah. But no, no. But I know Chris is a big Brady guy. But right now, of course, Brady's the best. Who's going to say otherwise? You can't say otherwise. The guys.
You can't. Even if guys, you're hating on him, you can't.
And I don't hate him. I honestly don't hate him. Because we're Giants fans. We don't have to hate him.
Exactly. Exactly. And real quick, what'd you think about that trio shooting the shit on Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Eli gets those jabs in, man. I love it.
And Brady can't do nothing. That's the best part. He can't. I mean, he can flash his rings and everything, but Eli, like, well, you don't got none of my, you know, you didn't get any from my
exactly.
Finger, so.
But he's no, like, yeah. I really enjoyed our games.
No, you know, I like that. I like, especially with Peyton and Brady, because they were the real rivals.
Yeah.
And the fact that they like each other, they respect each other, that's always good. There's no hatred. There's no animosity. I love watching that kind of stuff. And Eli, by the way, I know this ain't the Giants show, but he's killing it too on the Eli Manning show. I don't know if you guys have watched that.
I have not yet.
He's actually, because he's not the most, he doesn't have Peyton's personality, but on that show at least, he's pretty good. I recommend watching it. Even a football fan will enjoy it.
Okay. I saw him with Saban out there. And then you know what else was had me dying laughing was when Peyton asked Beast Mode about, yeah, what kind of play do you like at the 1 yard line? You prefer a pass or that's great. And by the way, Marshawn Lynch was great. He was unfiltered, F-bomb shit here and there. And then Peyton came back after the commercial and apologized for it all. the good boy out there.
Yeah, that was great too, though. Fantastic. That's such a great, they have to keep that going.
Oh, for sure. And don't take 4 weeks off. Yeah, I've been missing Peyton and Eli.
They are doing it this week for the Giants game, right? For Giants Chiefs. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that. I don't even care about the game. I'm just going to watch them guys talk with other guests. That's the best. Going to be the best part of that whole game.
Monday night, the Giants do great, right? On primetime games.
Oh, please. There was another Giants site that wrote, "Why will the Giants win or lose Monday night?" And I wrote, "They will not win Monday night because they can't play on Monday nights. They cannot play on prime time, so they will not win."
It's just awful. Even when they're fantastic.
They're just horrible on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays. They just don't play well on the night games. It just doesn't make sense.
All right, so moving along. Packers beat up on the football team. I do want to go back to the Browns game. That was Thursday night. That was also a bore fest. I don't know how the Browns pulled it out because the Broncos suck, maybe. And you know, they were 3-0. They're 3-4 now. This guy Johnson, who came in to replace their two-headed monster, comes in 22 rushes, 146 yards, couple of catches, and he just went off. I picked him up in one league that I have Mahomes in, and Mahomes gave me 11 points, so that didn't do well for me. What else do we have here? The Falcons and the Dolphins, they just keep on going further and further down the shitter, the Dolphins, and now they're the only team potentially in on this guy. Panthers have backed out. Smart of them. Falcons have won a few in a row.
But don't forget, Deshaun Watson now will only wave his claws for the Dolphins. No, dude, that's the only team that wants you now. Don't give me that bullshit about I'll only wave my claws for them. No, everyone else is out.
That is the only reason. When nobody else wants you, you're not making a decision. The decision's being made. And
do you know, I had this one vision when I heard about that. I was like, would the Jets be stupid enough to do it? Would they be stupid enough to take Zach Wilson, the guy they just got, trade him and a bunch of draft picks for Deshaun Watson? I don't know. Nothing turns you on. That's not even a shot at you. You know, I don't take shots. That's just the truth. They would be that stupid to make that kind of a deal.
Thank God for Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco sucked when he was good.
He sucked as the Super Bowl MVP.
Exactly. The Ravens have the two worst quarterbacks in Super Bowl history.
Yep.
And unfortunately, one of those was against the Giants team, but that had nothing to do with him. That dude, that fucking
no, it was defense. best defense ever until you count the 85 Bears. And even there, there's a discussion to be had.
Two worst quarterbacks in Super Bowl history, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep. The Bengals are for real. Don't he can't tell me otherwise now. With that wide receiver crew and Burrow and Mixon and who's the other guy who's a running back too, mostly Pirine, and the defense is there now, and they just whooped up on the Ravens 41-17, what I thought the Chargers were going to go in and do there. But it's the Bengals that do it. Largest margin of victory that they've ever had over the Ravens. And I've said this a few weeks in a row. The Bengals are, you know, a couple plays away from being undefeated, and that is still the case. They're, you know, two field goals away from being 7-0, along with Arizona. How far do you think the Bengals can go? Well, Chris Summers is answering that for us. Bucks and Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Nah, they're not gonna. They're not Buffalo, and they're not. Yeah, and again, 2 weeks ago, I never would have said this. They're not Tennessee either. No, I mean, I think they're gonna make the playoffs. How far can? Oh my God, I don't know. That's a rough one. Because you know why I'm still not sold on the defense. They're playing really well, but can you name me three guys on that defense, like right off the top of your head? Sometimes that's good though. That means they're playing as a team.
Right.
They're not worried about individual stats.
Yeah, this guy doesn't have 17 sacks and everybody else 2, 1.5, half. Yeah. But you know, from the AFC perspective, you mentioned a few of them. You got Buffalo, you got Baltimore, who Cincinnati just beat to get them into first place. By the way, the Bengals are in first place.
I'll tell you what though, you know what? I was real quick. I'll tell you now for me, it'd be Buffalo, Tennessee, Cincinnati, as far as the three best teams in the AFC right now.
Yeah, and so, then you got first place in the AFC. The Bills, okay. The Bengals, the Titans, okay. And the Raiders.
The Raiders are a shock, too. Not a shock, but, you know.
I think they're more of a shock since Gruden. Right, exactly.
2-0 without Gruden. That's good. I mean, that's good for them.
Yes. and the Broncos have lost four straight, so they're, you know, they're kind of tanking Broncos it down there. But
Broncos are shit.
I had the Broncos last week.
Yeah, me too. They're another team with that. I'm not betting on them ever again.
Terzio is calling Tampa versus Buffalo.
Why you got to copy me, Terzio? Why you got to copy me?
Oh, look at that.
Why you got to copy me?
Oh, should I start doing like what A to Z does? Oh, look, they're agreeing. They're friends.
You know, Terzio, you're going to enjoy this. You're going to enjoy this. I got off the last week. I don't know what show you were on, and we were going at it a little bit. And my wife goes, "Are you really mad at that guy? Is that guy doing?" I'm like, "No, it's all in good fun." She goes, "You seem really angry." I was like, "Nah, it's okay. We're having a friendly banter."
That's great. Rams beat the Lions, but not in such convincing manner. They weren't up by a lot for the entire game. They only won by 9.
Listen, I bet Jared Goff gave those guys the greatest motivational speech ever, because you know he wanted that game
desperately.
And they played in the first quarter like they were going to win it, but then after that you're like, oh wait a minute, we're the Lions and they're the Rams, where it's not going to happen. But that first quarter, man, they were like, we got to get Jared Goff this win. We got to get him this win. We got to get him his revenge. And for a quarter they had it, and then it's like, oh yeah. That's right. We suck, and the Rams don't. So let's move on.
Yep. The Lions are going to eke one out this year. Maybe one. That's it. Tim is the greatest thing since the invention of lentil soup.
I agree.
I hate lentils. Anything's better than lentils.
For me. That's the jab. That's the jab he's
saying. I know. Like lentil but soup there's people sucks. That love lentil soup. I don't know what's wrong.
I'll eat it. I don't care.
The Raiders beat the Eagles. The Eagles, you know, kind of falling fast there. I think things are deteriorating quickly there. Texans and Cardinals just continue to do their thing, 31-5. You know, hey, Rams, that's what you're supposed to do to these teams, not let them hang around. Bucks whooped up on the Bears. We like that. 38-3. All these guys covered except for the Rams. These huge, the Cardinals ballooned to 19.5 right before game time. Wait, that's nuts. The Sunday night game, which was a lot more high scoring than I thought it was going to be because of that, what is it, bomb cyclone or whatever it is out there?
They said
it's like a river flowing in the sky, they said. That's not a good thing. But the Colts went in and they beat the 49ers 30-18. 49ers are looking like a mess out there. And then the Monday night game, the Sunday night game was boring for the most part. The Monday night game was 7,000 million trillion times more boring. Kamara, 20 rushes, 51 yards, 128 yards receiving. It felt like every single play was to him. So if you were in a close game this week, Kamara kind of whooped you up there.
FYI, Bomb Cyclone is my rap name. It's just a cool name.
What's this?
What is he saying?
Sexist remark. Need to know what's going on with the Brady controversy about a football. Craig Carton today said there was a sexist remark made by Brady or Jim Nance. I haven't heard about this. That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Usually my phone would be going do every time something pops up.
Another Brady shenanigan
out there. And you know what happens to Tom Brady if something happens? This. Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. It doesn't matter what Brady does. Yep. Nothing's going to happen to Tom Brady.
Not just let it go. All. Let's get to some fantasy stuff here. How'd you do last week?
Ooh, I'm on a streak, baby. Three straight.
Not only did you do great, you knocked over 200 points again. Did you?
I believe so.
Or close.
Close.
I'm in the wrong league. No wonder I can't find any teams.
I was gonna say, how do you go back to last week? Because it's already ready for next week. I don't know. I did pretty good though. I won three straight, so I'm happy.
Yeah. So you did. You eclipsed 200 again. 290. Oh man. You know, if I'm Ed in that situation, I put up 195 points and I still lose. That's rough.
Dude, Tampa defense. 20 something points for a defense. That's pretty damn good.
Well, you also had Chase with 52 points. Brady with 32. Godwin with 30. Jeez. But then you look at a Brian Hump sucks that put up 104 points, and like everybody else in the league is going to be pissed because it's just a matter of the schedule. The yeast is gone. I beat him last week, 190-164, despite him having Alvin Kamara out there. Brian Hump sucks lost to Rodriguez. You won. The Stugatz Army has now won two straight games.
Oh,
they're on fire. Rodgers, they're 2-5 now. Bert drops to 4-3. Very close matchup there. And then producer Joe beat Team Crushers 161-116. If you had anybody in the Bucks game, any skill position players or the defense, you were coming out looking pretty good. And you, my friend, had Brady and Godwin, which is insane,
which is nice. Very nice.
All right, let's
wait, can I bring up one quick thing?
Yeah, of course.
How this idiot gave away Tom Brady's 600 ball to a fan, and then that fan is sitting pretty now. So you know what, even though he was an idiot for giving the ball away, that guy's sitting pretty now.
He sure is.
And now it's costing him couple hundred thousand. He's getting tickets, he's getting jerseys, the guy's getting
two signed jerseys, a signed football from Brady, all that from Brady, a signed the game worn jersey from Mike Evans, signed $1,000 to spend in there, like you said, man, that's nice.
That is crazy. all because the idiot handed him the ball
and cleats, not, exactly,
and me
the face.
We were talking about it here. He hands me the ball. Who was it? Was it Evans?
Yeah.
Is it Evans? Yeah. I'm taking that ball and I'm running out of the stadium. because it's worth 10 times more money.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to come find me. You got to come find me. I'm talking that ball, Mike Allstott style. That's a Tampa Bay reference.
Yes. Tampa Bay
tucking that ball, and I'm out of there, because I would have been like, dude, you're going to pay now. You're definitely going to pay. But if I was Tom Brady, I'd be like, dude, you owe me all this money. I got to pay this guy $600,000 now in Bitcoin, or whatever the hell he said. He's stupid enough to give the ball away. But that was pretty funny, though. I think it was pretty funny.
But the look on his face was priceless. Did you see the look on Evans' face when somebody came over? He was like, oh, I gave the ball away.
Yeah. Idiot. And even the announcer's like, wait, did he just give Brady the ball to a fan? It was great.
Oh, man. Oh, okay, so Terzio's clearing this up, and that's the controversy they're talking about, that Brady made a remark or Jim Nance made a remark, and I think Brady said, do you want pictures of my wife in exchange?
What's wrong with that? She's a model.
I know.
I can pull, I can pull 30 exactly. pictures of her right now.
I don't need you to give, well, maybe it's a different set of photos.
I'd still take the money.
Or just be on the camera, on the phone. Here, look real quick. I'm scrolling. Look at the pictures.
No offense to Giselle, but I'm still taking all the money and the jerseys and all that stuff.
Exactly. All right. Oh, man. That, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that was great. That was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
So we started to eliminate teams a few weeks back, and it fell off of that last week when Dave was back. But we have eliminated the Lions, we've eliminated the Jags, we've eliminated the Jets, and I think, Tim, I thought that maybe we also eliminated the Texans. But if we didn't, we just did. We just made that executive decision just now, because I couldn't remember for whatever reason that, you know, what was going on there. So I'm gonna throw out some teams here, and we'll talk. Should they be eliminated or not? So the next team on my list is the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Dolphins now own a worse record. They played one more game, yes, but worse record than the Jets, 1-6.
Yes, eliminated.
You gone. Miami Dolphins.
Because it's not just being bad. It's turmoil. You know what I mean? It's just they're a mess down there right now.
They went from, you know, and this is with Brissett and Tua. They went from very run heavy, almost every play, in the last few years, to just you know, passing the ball. When you got, and this might be a little bit of me being upset about a certain running back, Myles Gaskin. They don't use him. You know, if you're going to run the ball 8 times, what is even the point at that point? All right, so Dolphins, you're gone. I apologize to all the fans out there, but you guys have been eliminated. I don't think we can eliminate anybody from the AFC North. Pittsburgh's in last place at 3-3, so that'll develop. We've already eliminated Jacksonville, Tim. We've already eliminated the Texans. The Colts are the other team in the AFC South. We're not there yet. I don't think we're there yet for any of the teams in the AFC West. Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs, Broncos. I would be okay maybe with the Broncos. But
I would eliminate the Broncos personally, just because you said the 3 wins are against the Giants, the Jets, and the Jaguars.
You're right.
And ever since then, they've lost 4 straight against real teams. So me personally, Broncos.
They lost to the Browns with both the running backs out. What's his name got hurt again? Beckham's not involved in anything. No quarterback. And they still lost.
Broncos, you're gone.
You're gone. Done. Done. All right. Here's where it gets a little difficult. We could,
because it's be the home team. The home team
eliminate.
Right?
We could eliminate the entire NFC East besides the Cowboys. Nobody's catching them. Here's their schedule going forward. So what's their record?
I know no one's catching them. That's guaranteed.
Yeah, and I don't see a way for any of the other 3 teams to get a wild card.
No, I don't either. So as painful as it is,
this is hurting.
If we're gonna do one, then we got to do all 3.
Yeah,
We'll do
or
a
we could be a homer. We could eliminate the Eagles and we could eliminate Washington.
Or we could be a homer and not eliminate any of them just for an excuse.
Yeah, yes.
to keep the Giants.
That's a good idea. We're doing this to spite ourselves, but we're gonna keep all three alive for this week.
Once they get their ass whooped by the Chiefs on Monday night, they'll be like, all right, we're done.
If there's some miracle that happens, we will be out there pounding our chest.
We'll talk about that tomorrow when we stop throughout because I got some stuff to say.
Yeah. And it would be a miracle. But just to reiterate, Dallas has the Vikings, then Denver, then Atlanta, KC, which could be a victory, Vegas, New Orleans, Washington, the Giants, Washington again, and then Arizona and Philadelphia. So they could potentially lose two more games, barring an upset here and there. So that's that. So we will hold off on that.
Dak Prescott's shoulder could fall off and they go 0-6.
That's true.
You never know.
He's got a calf situation going on.
Shoulder. He's fragile right now.
Yeah. All right. Let's look to see if there's anybody else that we can eliminate. I would vote for eliminating based on what I've seen the last 4 weeks that they've also lost 3 in a row. The Carolina Panthers 3-4. Their quarterback looks lost again. Completely, to throw a pick to a team that doesn't get many takeaways.
Who do
directly
they play this
to
week?
Him?
Who do they play this week?
The Panthers. They play.
Or are they off this week?
The Falcons in Atlanta.
They can win.
Like it's coming together. For the Falcons. I know I was talking a lot of shit about them in the beginning of the year, all these people that picked them to make the playoffs, but the Falcons have won.
But they haven't beaten anybody interesting either yet.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Let me look at that. So Atlanta has, they lost to, all right, so they had Philadelphia, Tampa, Giants, Washington, Jets. They beat Miami. So now they're going in play Carolina. And then they got New Orleans, Dallas, a couple losses there. New England, Jacksonville. It's up and down. So it really is. It's Dallas and New England, then Jacksonville, then Tampa, then Carolina again, then San Francisco, Detroit, Buffalo.
I'd hold off another week on both of those teams.
Okay.
Like the loser of that game is out.
Loser leaves town.
Loser leaves town for us, for this show.
That's it. Okay.
That's what I would do personally. I'm not truly convinced with Carolina yet either, especially if McCaffrey does able to come back.
All right. We'll
see. Loser, but the loser's out, though.
Loser leaves town.
Mm-hmm.
NFC West. You got the Cardinals at 7-0, the Rams at 6-1, 49ers at 2-4, Seattle at 2-5. We could potentially eliminate the Seahawks here. They're 2-5, going to be without Russell Wilson a couple more weeks. And then let's look at their schedule. This week they have Chicago.
That's a win.
No, I completely lied to you right there. This week they have Jacksonville.
That's a win anyway.
Yeah. Then they have their bye week. So maybe Russell Wilson's back week 10, maybe, at Green Bay. Then they play Arizona. Then it's Washington, San Francisco, Houston, Rams, Chicago, Detroit, and then Arizona again. It's a real mixed bag.
I'd probably hold
Chris
off.
Chris Carson.
I'd hold off one more week on them too.
And who are they playing this week, did I say? If they lose this week, we're eliminating them.
Oh, yeah. That's without a doubt.
They lose to Jacksonville?
Yeah.
This is gonna test your picks.
It is.
All right. So we have eliminated the Lions so far this year. The Lions. Mathematically.
Chris says the Patriots.
Maybe not.
I would not go against Belichick this early, Chris, just because he's Belichick. I don't think they're going anywhere, but not so. I don't think we should eliminate them yet. Yet.
Week 8. All right. So New England, they have the Chargers in at the Chargers, at Carolina, then they're home for Cleveland, at Atlanta, home for Tennessee.
They could
at
be
Buffalo.
Cleveland. They could be Carolina. Yeah. Buffalo, no. I don't know. I'm not eliminating them yet. I'm not eliminating
Tennessee. What do you think? Tennessee and Buffalo back to back.
No, that's two losses. Maybe. I'd give them another week. Another week at least.
Yeah.
See what happens. Make sure this Buffalo thing wasn't a fluke. The loss.
Oh, they haven't
everything.
Played Buffalo at all yet. Yeah, there's still two games against Buffalo.
Yeah, so let's just wait. I give one more week.
All right.
One more.
I am in on that. All right. So let's get to some of the things going on for this coming week, which starts off with tomorrow, Thursday night football. In a weird game for tomorrow for the Packers. So the Packers, I have not checked. Actually, no, I did just check the lines right before the show because I wasn't prepared. So I just pulled the lines in right before the show. So the first game is Packers at the Cardinals. Cardinals are a 6-point favorite. Davante Adams is 99.9% not going to play. He's got the COVID situation. And then yesterday, I'm listening to this, I'm reading that, and pick up Lazard, and he's going to be, now he's on the COVID list. He's not playing. He just landed on the COVID list today. Not enough time for him to come back. So they will be without Davante Adams and Lazard. They'll have, Randall Cobb out there, who's old reliable. Rodgers loves him. The rest of the team remains intact as of right now. Because we know with COVID that could be fluid, and later on tonight we could get 3 more positive tests. You just don't know. But for me, I was already picking the Cardinals, and now you just made it a little bit more easy. I do have Aaron Rodgers in one league, so I hope that he's able to find somebody to throw the damn ball to.
Well,
tell
like
me who you
said,
got in this one.
This is a rough game. But I never could picture the Arizona Cardinals going 8-0, but I think they're going to do it.
It's like a mental block, right?
But like, I would not doubt. I mean, again, if Green Bay won this game, I would not be shocked in the least. But because it's a close game,
we know Rodgers loves to throw, Hail Marys out there and have all this miracle stuff happen. Terzio says Green Bay will find a way to win this game. I don't think that, Terzio. That's not to say that won't happen. I mean, you picked 54 points last week against the Jets, and it happened. So,
that's true.
You got the sports almanac from Back to the Future.
By the way, I just picked up Randall Cobb because I didn't know those two guys were out. Now that I know he's nice. now that I know he's the only target, I just picked
this. This show gives the best advice.
I was like, oh, they're both out. Randall Cobb is in. Ooh, I'm gonna go with Arizona because they are the home team. They're on their own turf, and they just look too complete at this moment.
And that's with Hopkins. Like Hopkins is only getting like 6 targets a game, and they're still doing it. They're getting the contributions from AJ Green and this other kid, and then they have the two running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield. The former Steelers guy Edmonds, and so they're a very complete team. We didn't know about the defense, but the defense is
there, man.
I think they're the number one defense in the league against the run, which would make tomorrow's game even more interesting because you take away these wide receivers. And the running game has to be prevalent tomorrow for the Packers and their first in the NFL win that. Next up, the eliminated Miami Dolphins head to Buffalo. Poor Dolphins.
Poor Dolphins.
13.5 point favorite here for Buffalo. It's an easy one for me here. This is Buffalo all the way.
And Buffalo's going to be angry. So, yeah, I get it. They're going to whoop up the Dolphins' ass.
I can see it. And I don't know what everybody praised the Dolphins for being ahead of the rebuild. And, what was it? A couple years ago with Brian Flores, they were historically bad the first 4 games. They were, like, giving up 55 points a game. And then they kind of turned it around in season, and they had a decent year last year, and this was supposed to be the year. Tua.
Well, instead of, like you said, I know, not to bring up basketball, but they are turning out to be the Celtics of the NFL. They made one of the great deals, had all these great picks, and it came to nothing.
Yeah.
It came absolute nothing. Celtics had 10 first-round picks in the last 10 years, and they made nothing out of it. And then again, they could have been the Eagles. The Eagles had, you know, remember, that's what we talked about last week. They fired Chip Kelly. They got rid of all their players. Everyone thought they were crazy, and they won a goddamn Super Bowl because of it. So the Dolphins, unfortunately, are the Boston Celtics.
And then the same city, Philadelphia, if you talk basketball, it's been for 10 years, trust the process, trust the process. Well, now one of your process guys don't want to play there anymore. And he's sitting out, and the Knicks snapped a 15-game losing streak to the 76ers last night. Thank God. Brian Hump sucks, by the way.
Brian Hump does suck. I don't even know you, Brian, but you suck. I'm going with the majority, Brian.
All right, next up is the game that we were talking about a little bit earlier, Carolina at the Falcons. This is a tough one to go with here, but I'm going to go with the Falcons. They're at home. They're you know, even if they're not, you know, killing world beaters out there, I do think that they're heading in a different direction than Carolina's just falling apart. You know, Chuba is no CMC. Like they were comparing him at the beginning. Oh, he gets the same holes as CMC gets. No. And I don't know why, but I from the moment I heard the name, I thought he was white.
Chuba,
I thought he was. Yeah, I don't
Chuba
know why.
Chumbawamba. Chupacabra. I call him so many different names. It ain't even funny.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing. Is it Chuba or is it Chuba? I hear everybody says it differently. So CMC come back.
I'll just keep calling him Chumbawamba or Chupacabra or whatever the hell you want to call him.
Well, he certainly gets knocked down.
I'm going with the Falcons also at home. Pitts is starting to be Pitts finally.
Ooh, and 166 yards or something crazy like that.
I got him on both teams.
Yeah, you do.
So I just picked up Cobb in our league too, by the way. Just in case. But Falcons at home, definitely. I think they are starting to play better. They haven't really beat anybody interesting yet, but the Panthers aren't interesting, so they could definitely beat them at home. I'll go with the Falcons.
Chris, there's no – Miami's not winning that game. Don't do that. Or win a lot of money if you put it down and it hits. Always back to gambling. Raul's got the Bills. Summers has Panthers. Raul has the Falcons down there. Let's see. Let's keep it moving here. This is a tough one. I know it's the Lions, but it's a tough one. And this might be the one. I said they're gonna eke out one victory, I think. And this might be it. Might be. I still can't go with the Lions, though.
I'm not going with the Lions. I told you I refuse to go with them.
So I did go with the Eagles, but I am not confident in this thing at all. And I do think that there's a possibility for the Lions. They don't care. They're going forward on, you know, fourth and fake punts.
We didn't even talk about that. That was fantastic. That's true.
It was great. I love it.
The announcers, oh my God, it's a four. They're point punting. They're onside kicking. They're fourth. I was like, you got it. But you know what? We'll talk about the Giants show too. I forgot. That's a Giants show thing. But yeah, they were out of control. I loved it though. Like you said, it was great.
Because why not? What do you got to lose?
And I think they really wanted to win that game for Goff. But I said, at the end of the day, they're still the Lions. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going to do that also. Terzio said.
I hate
Terzio 75 cents bet says Philly 75 cents.
I wouldn't even bet 75 cents.
Summers says, who cares? Raul says Lions. So we both go with the Eagles here. Next up, the Titans, who are suddenly sizzling hot, beat Buffalo, beat the Chiefs. They head to Indianapolis. The Colts are also playing a lot better. I think that Wentz is playing. Wentz on Sunday was, and maybe even into last week a little bit, but some of the best football that I've seen him play. He made really good decisions. That wind on Sunday was swirling like crazy, but I think he made some good play. I can say this now because he's not an Eagle. But and not to say that he's elite, but he's playing better. All that being said, I'm going to Titans.
Me too. Titans.
Titans.
Titans, baby. Titans.
I mean, Derrick Henry didn't even have a Derrick Henry type game against the Chiefs, and they still whooped up. Next up, another intriguing matchup. The Rams head to Houston to play the Texans. Rams are a 14.5 point favorite. Maybe they can cover this week. I got the Rams.
I have to play it.
You don't have it ready.
It's not ready. I have to play it or they're going to lose.
They just have Houston has nothing, and the Rams have everything. Maybe that's the best way to say it.
That's a good way to put it.
There it is.
That's the winner. That's how you know they're going to win. Ram Lama Dave.
Winner, winner.
I picked the Rams.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Next up, in what used to be a battle of the shitty teams, but one team has emerged non-shitty. The Bengals head to the Jets. Cincinnati's 10.5 point favorite here. I'm easily going Cincinnati on this one. And maybe what did Chase have? 201 yards receiving. Maybe he gets to 300. Maybe it pulls a Julio Jones.
The battle of Boomer Esiason's teams.
Yep. Who does he root for there?
Bengals. Are you kidding me? The Bengals. Nobody roots for the Jets.
Nobody does. Well, Terzio, but even the Jets fans are rooting against the Jets. 54 day.
Terzio, what quarterback are you taking next year?
Oh, man.
Terzio, the Jets' best quarterback ever is Flash Gordon. That'll tell you how bad they are. Fictional character is their best quarterback of all time.
Was it Terzio that said that the Rangers have more wins than both of the NFL teams?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, he did say it. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
All right. Steelers at the Browns. Cleveland's a 3.5 point favorite. Are any of their guys coming back this week?
I don't know. That's why this is going to be a rough game to pick, too. I don't know who's coming back. That team, you have no idea. They're just as bad as the Giants are. Jabril Peppers. Who's not getting traded now.
Not at all. That's for the person who asked, Jabril Peppers will not be traded this year.
I'm happy about that though. Maybe he'll heal and he'll want to stay.
Yeah,
you know, we'll go to keep him.
Those who are did not practice on Wednesday include Clowney, which is not a surprise. He's always.
He don't still practice.
Jarvis Landry, Peoples Jones. These are not. Did not participate. And then on limited, which you can never tell. You don't know about the limiteds until Friday. But Odell, Nick Chubb, who's already participating. AJ Green, not that one. Corner. Baker Mayfield. Yeah, and Baker Mayfield now, that thing is not only just his shoulder issue, but he's got a broken bone in there now too. And they said that's typical of separations, and it came out of the socket twice, back-to-back weeks. And for the Steelers, everybody practiced. Everybody. That's rare. That's a rarity for the NFL. All right, well, knowing what we don't know, because that gave us no clarity whatsoever, who you got in this one?
I'm going to go with the Steelers in an upset. Well, upset because the Cleveland's home. That's the only reason it's an upset in my book. But I mean, even if these guys are playing, they're still beat up to shit. So I'm going to go. I know we pick on Ben, but if he doesn't have to run out of the pocket, he's still deadly. If he has to move 2 feet to the right or to the left, that's when he's going to fall apart.
That's
but
it.
If you can keep him upright in the pocket, he's still going to throw. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on the upset in Cleveland.
Do we want to use this as like one of our games? We reserve the right to change our mind by Friday. If everybody, let's say everybody in Cleveland is now expected to play.
Yeah, I would probably flip-flop if they said that everybody was playing.
Done. We make it happen. We eliminate teams, and we also make our own rules around here.
That's right.
Because that's what we do, and that's what we can do. Next up, a shit fest of a game. The 49ers heading to the Bears. This is just we have rooting interest in here for the 49ers. So I do have the 49ers here. I picked the 49ers to go in there and beat the Bears. Not by much. All it takes was 1 point. Timmy?
I agree. San Francisco 49ers.
Screw the Bears.
Give us that pick, Bears. Give us that goddamn pick, Bears.
Next up, Jacksonville heads cross country. And this is a definite sign of the times. The Seahawks are at home, and they're only a 3.5-point favorite. This would easily be a double-digit spread here. So, Timmy, I'm going to let you start with this one because there's rules for this that you might – I don't know if you're going to break.
I'm going to have to break because it's the Jaguars.
I should have had the Joker ready. Well, that's the rule you're going to have to break.
This is the rule I'm going to have to break because the rule is, everybody, that I do not bet on Geno Smith ever, ever, ever. But it is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are in Seattle. I got to go the Seahawks.
Seattle.
It pains me to even say it, but I'm going to go Seattle.
I'm going to, yes, Terzio, we have the right to change our mind until we say we cannot.
I'll change 11:59 Sunday afternoon. I'll change my mind if I want to.
So I'm going to go with the Seahawks also. Another interesting point from Peyton and Eli was that Eli was broadcasting a game with Geno Smith in it and was forced to say some positive things about Geno Smith. I'm wondering, you know, if it's me, you know, I'll say whatever I got to say. Eli is not like that. So Eli had positive, you know, he's got a cannon of an arm. He can zip it in there. Geno Smith don't zip it in anywhere on the football field. So I thought that was interesting. I laughed at that a bunch. I just love the show.
To be fair, he knows that wasn't Geno's call. Yeah. That wasn't.
But I would still.
It's nothing personal. No, you know, when he wants to take a shot, he takes a shot. And they're usually clever shots. So yes. I don't think he has
witty one line.
We hate him because it ruined a great phenomenal streak because of that idiot and stupid doo doo. But you know, Eli don't care. I think Eli only hates really Tiki Barber, probably.
Probably.
Probably that's about it.
For good reason. In the game yesterday, Geno Smith he had his first pass was an 84-yard touchdown to DJ Metcalf. After that, he had 11 completions in addition to that first one for 83 yards. One pass for 84, 11 more for 83. And by the way, it is not a good situation right now if you have Seattle wide receivers in your fantasy team because while Metcalf did go off of that 84-yard touchdown, you only had two more targets after that for like 12 more yards. So mm-hmm. if not for that, you're looking at a 4 or 5 point performance. Tyler Lockett has been on lockdown. Geno Smith just can't do it. And then this poor guy Collins is running every play, it feels like. And the New Orleans defense against the run is good. And so when they know what you're going to do, it's not. You're going to score 10 points or less.
Yep, Geno I agree.
Smith. All right. New England heads to the Chargers. Chargers are 5.5-point favorite. Chargers are coming off their bye. And then the previous week, they had that debacle in Baltimore. So who you got in this one? I think
ass whooping plus a bye week equals Chargers victory.
Belichick's just going to enjoy the weather down there. Don't wear your hoodie. It's going to be nice. Speaking of enjoyable weather, it's going to get down to 80 degrees for a high temperature here over the weekend. And a low of 62. Here today. 59 oh, it's so here today. Nice.
I still got the hoodie on. 59, right. Baby. Love it.
The lows, I think, are going down to around 60. So our lows are your highs.
The lows.
But that's when it's like beauty. You know, you go outside at night and a nice breeze. That's when it's really nice. But up until now, you still walk out there and you start sweating the moment you walk outside. I've got the Chargers too for all the same reasons. They're you know as good as Belichick is, I they whooped up on the Jets, fine, but they're not going to do that in Los Angeles.
He hasn't beaten a veteran quarterback this year yet. He's only beaten rookie quarterbacks.
It's the complete opposite.
So he ain't beating them this week.
All right, another phenomenal. What a great game. Oh, what a great game, Timmy. Timmy, come on. This is the game you order your wings for. You get your side dishes going. You get the fries. You get all the stuff. Because this is the enjoyable game of the afternoon. I went with the Broncos because they're home.
Oh, I don't really want to bet them anymore because they're just garbage.
I know. That is the only reason. The Washington, their running back has a broken shin and he's playing. You know, Heinicke, their tight end is still out.
Ajulari is way better stats than fucking Chase, which is a miracle. But
we'll see if that keeps up. God,
I don't know about this game. This game hurts.
This is a true pick 'em game.
This game hurts my heart right now. This really does. Like, I don't know who to pick. Because, again, you got the Broncos versus a completely shitty team.
Washington's I also went with the Broncos. Broncos have the better. The Broncos have the better defense. In a game like this, I would I take the four and whichever one's the best one, and they're at home, so they have the best defense. Both offenses suck. Washington's defense is trash, and it's in Denver. So that's
you got me.
That's what I did. I did it. Don't blame me because I did this once before earlier this year.
I will blame you, but you told me.
I got you an L.
I would have went with the home team, and like you said, the defense is better. So I would have went with them anyway.
Terzio's when you watch football team and the Denver, it's better to turn Peacock. Watch some WB.
Well, thank God for the NFL package, and I don't have to sniff this game at all.
Exactly. Thank goodness for 2021, and we got the technology for that. Here's a game. Last game of the afternoon slate on Sunday. It's the Bucs and the Saints. The Saints have played one game in their building, and they lost to the Giants. Had to sneak that in there. You know that. This is a completely different team that's going in there. I am going to go with the Bucs on the road here. And I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, the Bucs are a 5-point favorite.
Yep, me too. Bucs.
Bucs and Bucs.
They're not
Sunday night. Anytime soon. Sunday
Bucs
night.
Bucs and Bills, baby. Bucs and Bills are going all the way.
Rams and Bills. Sunday night. Sunday. Dallas heads to Minnesota. Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite. Minnesota and Dallas were... Dallas had their bye last week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. These the two teams coming off their bye. Dallas, 2.5-point favorite. The Vikings haven't been scoring, and I think this line might be a little bit too low because the Vikings were out there scoring left and right earlier in the season, but the last couple of games has been subpar. If they put up that same performance against the Cowboys and how they've been playing this year on defense, ball hawks, you know, Diggs and stuff, I don't think this one is going to be necessarily close. I'm going with the Cowboys, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, me too. I'm not even going to say their name. I'll just say yes. Me too.
I said too many positive things there.
Yeah.
I apologize. I feel shame now. I feel ashamed. all right. Last game of the week. The New York Football Giants head to Kansas City to play the Chiefs on a Monday night game. Chiefs are a 10-point favorite here. I was listening to the Bill Simmons show, which on their show they do what they call guess the lines. So, and they probably both cheat, but they go in and they go game by game and they guess what the line is on it. And that's true gamblers out there, degenerates. So Bill Simmons was shocked at this. He was like, how is it so high? How is it 10? But you see the way that the Chiefs are playing and the Giants are frisky. Look what the Giants were able to do without any of their receivers and whatnot. He was like, the line should be like 4.5. I don't know that it's that low, but it's nitpicky here. Between 8 and 10 points, whatever. I got to go with the Chiefs here. I can't.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs also. I don't even want to We'll get into that tomorrow, I guess. But
we will.
It doesn't matter. The it's Monday night game. If you call this a Sunday part two game instead of a Monday game, or like the day after Sunday game, maybe I'd give it a shot. But it's a Monday night game. They don't play on Monday nights. It's just a fact. So Chiefs,
and we'll see who plays. We'll
again, and don't get me wrong, they're absolutely tomorrow. Right. The fact that they won that game without any receivers, without Andrew Thomas, without Joe Peppers going down, is very impressive. I don't care who they played.
Yeah,
but this Chiefs team is hungry and they're angry and they're upset. And yeah, Mahomes to Kelsey. Kelsey, whoever has Kelsey in a fantasy, start them. Kelsey's going to go off for at least three, probably.
We'll see how that goes. It's going to be rough. It maybe not as rough as it may have been in the past, but or this becomes a get right game for the Chiefs. So we'll see on that. I think we've touched on everything here. But I do want to do one thing real quick. When we talk about, I guess you talk about power rankings, stuff like that, let's talk about who our top five are. Top five teams in the league. And in no particular order, I'm not even going to rank them 1 through 5. These are the best five teams for me in the NFL as we head into week 8. And again, these things can change rapidly. But I've got, and maybe it's in order, but you can really maneuver any of these teams around. I've got the Cards at 1. I got the Bucks at 2. I got Buffalo at 3. There's a team on here that I was thinking about, but I don't want to mention.
Are you doing AFC and NFC or just top five altogether?
No, just top five all together.
Okay.
The Rams are in there. And then I have the Cowboys written down. But I have other teams written down too. So I can.
Oh, you got, look, as much as we hate them, you got to give them their due.
You do,
unfortunately. The defense is, I mean, Diggs and Micah Parsons has been a massive.
Diggs is ridiculous.
Massive upgrade. Massive. It's like amazing how quickly that defense turned around with those two guys. So
you gotta give them their due. Terry just said the Jets are at number 5.
Yeah, 5.
Only if the Giants can be number 4.
Of the bottom 5, you mean? We're going to do the bottom 5 too, Terzio. Stand by.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know if I can get away with not saying the Cowboys right now and then not being labeled a homer. So I'll just inch the Rams up to 4 and put the Cowboys at 5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. Cardinals, Bucks, Packers, Rams, and Bills. That's all NFC for me. Mostly NFC.
Said that we have to give them their due, and then you don't put them on your list?
Who? Dallas?
Yeah.
Maybe they're 6 or 7.
I'm messing with you. I'm not kidding.
Maybe they're 6 or 7. Hey, like I said, the Bills are coming in at 5 only because of that last, their 2 losses. Yeah. Otherwise, yep. they're still up on top. But I got 4 NFC teams and 1 AFC team right now. So same. I think the NFC is, much more. Yeah, the Cowboys would be up there. They'd be 6 or 7 probably.
And then if I expand it to 6, the Packers, Cowboys are there. So it's still
Packers, Cowboys, heavily Titans. Yeah, it's all they're all NFC. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, let's see. Hey,
the worst. The worst is easy.
Yeah, the worst is easy. You want to start with the worst?
Obviously Lions, and I'm going to throw my team in there: the Giants, the Jets, the Jaguars, and what was that last team though? I'm going to have to say, do I want to pick another NFC East team just to be a dick? No, I'll go Dolphins.
Okay,
Dolphins.
Did you mention the Texans?
I did not mention the Texans. They'd probably be next.
Take the Giants off that list. Put the Texans in.
I'm just being very hard on my team right now because I'm just so disappointed in them. So
yeah, I know it's like family.
It's tough,
you know?
Love. It's tough love. Got to give them that tough love.
I don't have the Giants on the list. I have the Texans. I have the Jets. I have the Lions, the Dolphins, the Jags. Washington is handwritten beneath that, but I will I'll stay away from them for one more week.
We have the same teams that you flip flop the Giants for the Texans.
Yeah, but I probably would have had Washington in there over the Giants. I don't see any.
I'm only tough loving it because, like you said, the Giants are. We beat the Redskins. We beat them. We got screwed. We beat them.
Oh, for sure.
And like I said, we were a couple other games. We were, you know, Falcons. A pubic hair away from winning those games too. But I'm just being tough love. But you know, if I had to substitute them, I'd probably throw the Texans in there too.
Yeah, because
it's 1A, 1B.
Those two games, and the Giants are 4-3.
Yeah, so it's 1A and 1B.
Hate that what if you start thinking about that. Terzio says, one day you're going to eat your words about the Jets.
One day my kid might. Far into
the future.
One day my grandkid might.
Hey, listen, Terzio, Tim and I were talking last night, and we're probably going to do, at some point in the month of November, we're probably going to gather up a bunch of New York sports fans, and anybody is free to link in or dial in or whatever, and just talk about the state of New York sports. Just, generally speaking, you know, New York sports is not at its height. It's not at its pinnacle. As I said yesterday to Timmy, if the Knicks are my closest team to winning a championship, then there's problems. There's problems.
And if you really think about it, New York sports hasn't been like really valid in how long?
I hate to say it. You take
50s,
out the Yankees.
The 60s? The 50s and the 60s, though? Like, really, where there was more than one team competing?
Yeah.
It's really like, not, you know, the Mets and the Giants are the last time team won the same year, right?
86.
That's the last time two teams won the same year. Boston has every team. Every team's won
Screw
something.
You, Boston.
In a tiny little time frame. It's disgusting.
Terzio, the Bills don't. This is New York and New Jersey talk. It has nothing to do with the Bills, that show.
And they lost four straight anyway.
Four in a row.
That's all I got to say.
Four in a row.
One to the Giants.
Yep. Oh, so all it was all to the NFC East, right?
Yep. That sucks. But no, I can't wait for that show because that's just going to be a hate fest, but it's really an eye opener when you really think about it.
Yeah.
Whether you hate them or not, if not for the Yankees, if not for the Giants over the past 20 years, we'd be in the shitter.
Completely. We'd have nothing. We'd have nothing. Zero. And you get the Knicks and just like, it's not even like, and I'll stop this here, but it wasn't even, it's not mediocre. It's not like the Knicks were winning 42 games a year. The Knicks were winning 16 games out of 82. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't follow hockey as much as I used to, but the Islanders were, you know, they're good now, but they were a joke. You know, Rangers 94, and the time before that was 50. Was it 54? 44.
40. Just 40.
Oh, it was 54 years. That's what I'm. That's where I was going.
Forget that 1940 chant. 1940. Yeah. That's etched in my brain forever.
What was going on last night? Oh, it was the Knicks. At the end when the Knicks had I think it was like 15 or 16 point lead over Philadelphia, and Ben Simmons is dealing. You know, he's not playing. He won't show up to practice. He gets thrown out of practice. So the Garden crowd does what the Garden crowd does, and they just for the last 5 minutes, where's Ben Simmons? It's great. The Garden crowd is when the Knicks are good. The Garden is electric.
Oh yeah, it is electric. It's exciting. It's exciting to be there.
Dude, we just haven't had much of that.
While I don't enjoy today's NBA, I do enjoy going physically to the games. Those are still exciting to go. But real quick, I want to say something real quick about, did you see that college kid who high-stepped?
Dion.
but he didn't high step.
It's like a mid step.
He took like a half a step and got a flag thrown on him. I swear to God, I almost lost my mind. I almost lost my mind over that one freaking play, because if the NFL starts doing that shit, I'm out. I'm out. You might as well just play flag football. You might as well just play flag football then.
They showed it yesterday. They showed Deion high stepping it.
That dude high stepped from 30 yards down the field because he knew nobody was catching him. This kid took like one large step from the two. Oh my God, that's whatever. What do they call it again? I can't think of the exact word. Why can't I think of the exact word? Not showboating, instigate. No. Wow, I can't think of the word. I hate getting old.
Say unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. No, instigate.
Taunting.
Taunting. That's what it is. Taunting.
Yeah.
That's not taunting, dude. I mean, come on. I think you're right. How bad the coach went off. That coach went insane. So NFL, if you start doing that, I'm out. I can't deal with that kind of stuff.
Turzo, how can mess with your garden?
Exactly.
How can mess with a big? Well, I think it has nothing to do with championships. I think it has to do with it being the destination. It's not for the Knicks right now. But I still think with all the history in it and all that stuff that's gone into it, I think it's always going to be the Mecca. You hear all these NBA players. I love playing there. If not at home, I prefer playing there.
The wrestlers, the wrestling, all want to go there.
They love
concerts,
it.
The musicians all want to go there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's still what it is.
Yeah. Terzio, you just said something here that I don't think that's right. That there was only 9,000. Shut up, Terzio. The Mecca of losers.
What are you? Oh, he's a Nets fan, right?
Yeah, the Knicks are averaging 17,000 a game. There was no 9,000 fans there. No way. Evan Roberts is smoking some serious stuff. 17,101 is what they they're averaging. 51,000 through three games. All right, so that's it. We got Granny's Peach Tea heading up in about 10 minutes or so. Timmy, you got anything on the way out here?
No. AMPM, thanks for showing up again. I'm coming. I'm crawling Sounds my good. Way back up. I'm crawling my way back up to the top lead. I'm coming, hopefully.
Yeah.
I want to
Timmy, we're four games out now.
There you go.
Both of us.
We're coming.
It's actually the tag team partners for four quarters. Dave is in first place. Alain is in second place, three out. And then you got me, you, and Rodriguez four games out.
Listen, I don't even know if Alain exists anymore. We haven't seen that guy in months. I think he should be disqualified immediately. And while we're
at he sends me picks. I ask him how he's doing, sends me the picks. I'm doing great. How about you? And that's it.
Maybe it's Dave doing double duty so he can win twice. And listen, speaking of missing Jader and Kyle, you guys are next. You're on the list.
You're on the list. Terzio says AEW draws more fans at the Garden than the Knicks. Get out of here.
That's a lie, because AEW is not allowed in the Garden.
I was about to say, are they even allowed there?
Like, they're not allowed there.
WWE territory. Come on.
If Vince has a right to knock out any show that comes there, any wrestling show, that's the deal. AEW was in the tennis stadium. Now they're going to be in the Islanders' new stadium in December because they're not allowed anywhere near Madison Square Garden.
It'd be funny if they did like the DX and they went and they tried and invaded Madison Square Garden.
They should.
What a great freaking idea that is.
make it interesting for once.
All right, so that'll wrap it up for us. Keep on doing whatever it is that you're doing to keep yourself and your family and your friends safe. Football was not so great this past weekend, but it was still football, so it was still there was some greatness there. This week we get a couple of the teams back from the bye Mageddon, as we were calling it, and it tormented everybody in fantasy. Just got all these.
I had to go without a kicker in my lineup. In my other league, I had no kicker because I had to have an extra spot for all my guys that were out. So I just went without a kicker for the last week. That's how bad it was.
Gina! Gina's a very long-time fan of this website and the website it was previously.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Yeah, she enjoys plenty of movie from us. And that too, head over to popculturepros.com to check out any movies, any reviews, any contests. There's a couple contests that are up on there now. And continue to check back. It's all groovy. Gina says groovy. I say groovy too. So that'll wrap it up for us. Timmy, appreciate you being my partner here. Dave, you too. You did great today. 13. I don't know who did more on this show today. If it was Dave or Bert.
Bert. I don't know who that guy is anymore either. That's because Vince allowed it. Remember that. He has exclusive rights to the Garden when it comes to wrestling.
Is that this?
If Ring of Honor was there, it's because Vince allowed it.
Maybe that's Vince is just going to start forgetting things. Oh, yeah, AW? Yeah, sure, they can go.
No, I mean he has the right to knock. In other words, if AEW says we want to do a show January 1st, then they have to call Vince and say they want to do a show. They'll say no, we're going to do a show January 1st. Make them do it this day. That's all it is.
Yep.
Can't really keep them out. He just has a right to bump them any chance he wants. If he says no, I don't want to bump them, then they can come. They can go in.
Right. But knowing him, he'll bump them
every time.
That's it. Yeah. They would be in Madison Square Garden for 8 straight Mondays.
Yeah, if exactly.
AEW is like, what about this date? No, taken. What about this date? No, taken.
Yep, exactly what it is.
I will put Tim in his place in November on the WWE status with Madison Square Garden.
I don't even know what that means.
Terzio,
I don't even know what that means. What does that even mean?
Maybe he says it's going to change. Maybe that means he thinks it's going to change in sometime in November, and they're going to knock Vince
down, but as of right now, AEW is in the new Islanders Stadium in December because I am going.
All right, I have not been to an AEW. I did watch AEW, and it's a fine show.
Fine show.
All right, so that will wrap it up for us. We'll be back here tomorrow night for the We Stomped You Out show, where we talk about the New York Football Giants with our couple of other co-hosts, Rodriguez and Keith. And then right after this show, in about 5 minutes, Granny's Peach Tea. They're continuing their deep dive on the Sammy Spider-Man movies from 2004 and such. And today they touch upon a classic, Spider-Man 3. That's it. Tune in to see what they say. Other than that, Terzio says Vince McMahon has beef with Dolan. I would like put him in the ring. Put him in the ring in a Hell in a Cell match. Vince would be my hero.
Me and Terzio are going to have a Hell in a Cell. Just to settle this once and for all. WrestleMania this year, Terzio, me and you.
Make it a tag team match. It's going to be Tim and Vince versus Dolan and Terzio. And let's go Timmy and Vince.
All right.
Now we'll say goodbye. We'll keep you posted on everything that's going on. Trade deadline's coming up on the 2nd, so we'll keep you posted in the Pop Culture Pros group. Screw you, Braves. Peace out, everybody.